Tim, you do need a workflow.
Right.
You need to make sure that it comes in and it then goes through the various stages it needs to go through. I think you do have to have a workflow. You need to project manage them through. It is kind of business-like at that point, in as much as it doesn't stop the creative, doesn't stop anything creative happening, but you have to make sure that it happens, otherwise you end up with a lot of stuff that's half finished. And the interesting thing with BDR is we're now starting to do things where guys doing some mixes outside the studio, or is doing mixes while I'm not there, or various other stuff. And what we've got to do is find a way of getting communication forwards and backwards, so at the right time, so that a mix is done and then various people say, okay, this is what I do like, this is what I don't like, this is what, because previously it's been me and Vince sitting in a room.
We could
Previously you actually did the music creation together. Now you're doing it independently.
And to deal with this communication thing, we could try things like emails, the telephone.
We could try emails.
Facebook.
Now I'm really good at emails. Emails are one of my key communication methods.
I'm quite good at Facebook.
Oh, well, now, here we go. You see, it was funny. The first thing you said is we could try emails. I was like, great, yeah, let's email. I've emailed you constantly. Your reply is, I don't look at my email. So why did you suggest it?
I think
I was trying to get one over on Louis.